Today's episode, Manzanar Athletics and a Life Lesson Learned. Life at Manzanar for the 10,000 American citizens and Americans of Japanese ancestry was difficult for everyone, including the young people. Not only were they forcibly removed from the towns they had lived in, the bonds and friendships they had developed with their friends and classmates were callously severed by a dispassionate government program. Manzanar High School opened as soon as the first internees arrived in 1942. Teachers were instructed, and I quote, "Do not allow the Japanese-American child to become too absorbed in their misfortunes and feelings of being the only subject of prejudice in America." The school was essentially modeled after typical California high schools, with many activities including clubs, cheerleading, plays, and probably most importantly, a comprehensive sports program. But there was one significant difference for the students at Manzanar. All of the sports competition was between grades and intramural. The students were in an internment camp and were not allowed to participate in outside competition. That is, until the fall of 1944. The Manzanar football coach had extended an invitation to his counterpart at Big Pine, and the Warriors promptly accepted. The Manzanar athletics were ecstatic, and the Manzanar Free Press newspaper heralded the possibility that this would open the door to future competitions with other local area schools. Anticipation built as game day approached. It is estimated that over 1,000 people came to watch the big game. The student athletes competed hard, and the Manzanar Cardinals topped their Cross Valley Big Pine rivals. Following the spirit of football legend Newt Rockne, the Big Pine team cheered their victors at game end. The Manzanar sports program was on a roll. Its basketball coach had requested and was granted permission from the Western Defense Command to allow the Manzanar team to leave the internment camp to travel to Bishop to play the Bishop High School team. But just a few hours before the game was to start, a few members of the Bishop School Board voted to call off the game. The young Bishop athletes were outraged. In a letter sent to the Manzanar team expressing dismay for their school board's action, the Bishop boys wrote, "It has been taught us in school that a democracy and constitution such as ours guarantees every American equal treatment." Yes, the young Bishop students got it. Ethnic-based prejudice had no place in the culture of the Owens Valley, and those young people's clear thinking and unbiased approach is a life lesson that was well taught along El Camino Sierra.